The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports. Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And now, Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome back to Peoria. Manual. Silver Streaks play Notre Dame in the third game of this shootout. Starting lineups just announced. And before we get to it, Jason, keys to the game here today.
I think, first of all, we must box out. Notre Dame has a pair of 6'9 kids, obviously the Iowa commit Cooper Koch. We have to keep them off the glass. Secondly, try and slow down the Iowa commit Cooper Koch. Get the ball out of his hands as much as possible. Make everyone else beat you. And lastly, be aware of where the bigs are on offense. You know, we have a tendency to overdrive at times and get our shot blocked. We got to stop at the mid-range and make mid-range shots, use pump fakes around the rim, try to get the kids in foul trouble.
Easton Steck in the midcourt circle with Koch at 6'9", Steck at 6'3", and Notre Dame wins the tip. It'll be Ted Dimler, 6'2", junior, into the front court on the dribble. On the right side, that's Thomas Graham. You heard Coach Tom Locker say in the pregame, Division I potential soccer player at 6'5". And then on the right side, Owen Dillon, also at 6'9". And he's going to shoot the three from the wing. And it's in and out. Rebound, Koch. Steck slaps it out of his hands, knocks it out of bounds. And the Streaks coaching staff up and applauding Easton's ability to not allow Koch the easy putback.
Yeah, and Peoria Notre Dame is very deliberate on offensive end here.
Another three by Dillon from the corner this time. Missed it. There's that box out you talked about, Jason. Good job by Carter on the weak side. Galesburg's first offensive possession. With the usual starting five that we've come to see. Williams, Steck, Dominique, Clary. Now a low pass at the ankles of Williams, and it's out of bounds. And a bad pass by Galesburg. Those are the types of turnovers that the Streaks absolutely cannot make in a game like this.
Yep, got to avoid the turnover bug. It's been a problem all year long. It's no secret.
It's going to be a low-scoring game if Notre Dame has its way, so possession's even more important than usual. Dribble drive from the left side. Stopping, shooting, Graham, short rebound, Koch put back, rolls through. So, offensive rebound, put back, Notre Dame strikes first at 2-0. Just underway here at the Rams shootout. Little token 1-2-2 extended press by Notre Dame. Gino's got to get it across midcourt, now he does up the middle. Right side, Steck, open at the wing, tries to feed it through the lane, batted loose, Notre Dame picks it off. Two turnovers, and just like that, Sibbing's going to come into the game at the next dead ball for the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, a couple lazy passes there by Easton and two turnovers early for the Streaks.
On the right side, wide open three. Caden Hudson, the sophomore, missed it. Steck underneath with the rebound. They've gotten a couple open looks from the outside. Haven't knocked him down yet, have the Irish. Firing it through the lane, through the hands of Gino, trying to recover and knocked out of bounds by Notre Dame. Easton fired one into the lane. Pretty hard and pretty high for Gino. Did a good job just to get fingers on it. And JCS, the freshman, into the game. Jackson Croc Sibbing, a minute 43 in.
Yeah, he comes in for Easton here. First substitution of the game.
From the baseline, and he tries to throw it. And right into the outstretched hands of 6'9 Cooper Koch, who brings it into the front court. Dimler got away with a dribble on the left side. Now up top it goes to Graham. Pump fake, dribbling on Keith. Down to the low blocks. Forces it up, rattles around, and drops through.
Yeah, the Streaks are in a little bit of a matchup zone type here. We're switching off guys and...
There's a trap on Keith on the far side, trying to dribble out of it. Lost the handle on it. And it's out of bounds back to the Irish. Four turnovers on the Silver Streaks, barely 2 minutes into the game.
Yeah, and this just cannot continue if we plan on competing in this game and trying to come out of here with a victory.
Dimler will walk it across midcourt. Dimler at 6'2". Caden Hudson, a sophomore at 5'10", the smallest player on the court for the Irish.
Yeah, the Streaks are boxing one on Cooper Koch here.
Dillon's going to bring it back up top, guarded by Dominique. And who's the one on Koch? It's Geno Williams, not Carter Clary, not Jace Keith. Koch pulls up baseline, shoots over Geno, and scores 6-0 Irish.
Yeah, that's just a big-time move right there. That's one dribble, get to your spot, pull up, and knock it down from about 15 feet for Koch.
Sibbing, Geno into the front court, Dominique on the far side. Bounces it back to Geno, tries to find a lane, cut off, over to Sibbing for three, hits from the wing. 5-10 go first quarter, and a 30-second timeout by Chad Thompson. So the streaks are on the board. Now he can settle the troops a little bit, down 6-3.
And JCS picking up right where he left off like last night, shooting well here early in the first quarter. Had 8 points in the first quarter last night, was our Dave's Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, providing our transportation to Peoria tonight and anytime we hit the road for Silver Streaks boys, girls, basketball seasons, and for football as well. Traveling in a rental car today, one part of the expansive rental fleet at Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Jason, Sam Satiski with us again today, and I traveling in a 2020 Nissan Pathfinder. And for all your rental car needs, give Galesburg Nissan a call. And don't forget about the lifetime warranty. All new trucks, cars, SUVs qualify for it, as do all used vehicles up to 5 years old and under 80,000 miles. Come with that lifetime powertrain warranty. 2080 North Henderson Street, Galesburg Nissan. Visit online at galesburgcars.com.
Nolan Carl in to be the one on the bottom. Oh, no, yeah. No, I think the streaks went man.
Yeah, Geno's guarding Owen Dillon. Koch shoots over Carl. Three-pointer off the rim. Flying at the rim. Dillon with the offensive rebound. Short on the putback, but he gets a second opportunity up and in. Just using that size and that length to beat the Silver Streaks around the rim. Ian to the right wing. 8-3 Notre Dame. 3.5 minutes in. Here's Carl with it on the right side. Guarded by Dillon. Little bump there. Nolan keeps the dribble. Gets it over to Geno. Right in front of us, in front of the scoring table. Passes it left side over to Dominique. Shoots a long three off the back rim, and the long rebound comes out. Geno knocks it loose, gets it back, drives, has it knocked out. Nope, he just lost the handle on it. 5 Galesburg turnover.
And Geno, or Ian, is being guarded by Cooper Koch. There's a little bit of a size differential. That's why he had to shoot it from about 6 feet behind the three-point line.
A little bit of a size differential. You are the master of understatement, Jason Wessels. Koch listed at 6'9", and that wingspan on top of it, and Ian just 5'9".
I tell you, this team is long. I mean, they got 6'9", 6'9", 6'5", out here, and they're all long.
Dillon trying to post up on Geno, Geno draws the charge. Dillon at 6'9", backed in, just lowered the shoulder a little bit. Geno sold it. That's just the first turnover on the Irish and the first foul on Owen Dillon. 4:01 to go, first period, 8-3. Galesburg down 5.
Yeah, Streaks need a good possession here. Get into our offensive set, execute.
Into the front court, Sibbing, far side, bounces it to Carter at the top. Geno squares for three, fakes, dribble drive left, picks it up. Now gets it up top to Carter, feeds it over to the right wing. Ian with the pump fake, drives down to the low blocks, cut off. Sibbing again for three, dished it out to him from Ian, rebound, batted around, loose ball, controlled by Koch. Like the ball movement by the Silver Streaks, but
yeah, excellent possession. Just didn't get the shot to fall. Jackson got a good look.
Up top, the fake by Dimmler. Drives, cut off, pulls it back out. Into the game, Lucas LaHood, a 6'4 senior, so they don't lose much size-wise. He's got it on the entry pass, trying to go up and over Sibbing. Cut off there, kicks it out. Three by Dimmler, rattles through. 11-3, Notre Dame. 8-point lead here. Just over 3 minutes to go. Carl trapped in front of us, front end of the Notre Dame bench. Skip pass left side over to Ian. Low blocks, the size cuts him off. Kicks it out to Geno for three, short. Rebound, Koch, who's got 3 boards in the game now. He leaves it off into the front court to Dimmler. A Steck ready to check back in for the Streaks.
Yeah, Streaks are going to have to not settle for such long shots here. We're going to have to move the ball and get into this pure Notre Dame zone a little bit.
Got to get Carter involved on the inside somehow, too. Loose ball, batted onto the floor, but Jackson couldn't control. Dimmler picks it up. The kick out three for Dillon. Missed it. Weak side rebound, Notre Dame, and then Jacob Barrowman in the game. Dribbled it off his leg out of bounds. Getting a lot of shots here in the early going.
Yeah, and another thing, they're getting any rebound they want. I mean, we got to get to the body, got to get guys boxed out.
Chad and I talked in the pregame about how Carter can be most effective on the inside with not one but 2 6'9 guys in there. Now, partially, you use the rim a little bit.
Yep.
to your advantage. They find him onside. They get to him, and a good step to the basket for Clary's first basket of the game.
Good pass by G-Dub there to find C-squared for two.
They flashed into the lane inside the free throw line. I was afraid Gino wasn't going to find it. Yeah, now Sibbing knocks the ball loose, but Notre Dame gets it back. The drive in from the right side. Koch stops, blocked by Clary, put back up and in by Lucas LaHood. Elstreak's got the stop, but couldn't get the rebound on the block.
Yeah, Carter did a good job there blocking the Iowa commit, Koch's shot, but nobody on the backside there.
From the backside, LaHood slaps the ball away from Sibbing into the Notre Dame bench. 1:49 to go, first quarter, 13-5 Notre Dame. Dillon sits down. Koch stays on the floor. And into the game, Elliot Lynch, another 6'9 player.
Yeah, this team is huge.
Three at 6'9, one at 6'5. And Clary's the streak's tallest player at 6'5, unless you count Brandon Lewis at 6'7. Here's a three corner for Ian. Missed it. Carter corrals a rebound on the weak side, bounces it through the lane, intended for Gino, out of bounds.
Yeah, Carter had the right idea there. He had Gino on the weak side, just bounce pass kind of skidded on him and out of bounds.
90 seconds to go here in the first quarter from Peoria Manual. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels, Sam Satiski. We'll hear from him at halftime with a numbers report. On the right side, Koch with it on the wing, working against Steck. Works around a screen, freed up for three, and drains it.
Man,
he's got seven in the quarter.
He's a big-time player.
16-5, Notre Dame's first double-digit lead, up 11.
Just an effortless stroke on Cooper Koch, too, for a 6'9 kid. He shoots it so well.
Jackson drives right baseline, cut off there, gets it out to Clary on the wing. Now up top to Gino. Passes it right side. Sibbing puts the ball on the floor, drives in, cuts off, gets it over to a little back-and-forth play, back out to Jackson, but he airballs the three. From Clary back to the outside. Koch with the rebound into the front court. Caden Hudson back into the game. Skips it left side, dribble drive by Barrow and out of bounds. And he hasn't been in the game long. He's got two turnovers of the three for Notre Dame. Gelsberg gets it back with 40 seconds to go, down 11.
Yeah, got to execute here. We need to get this under 10 before the quarter break.
Gelsberg faces, again, that little token 1-2-2 full court press. Gino splits the defender, skips it right side over to Sibbing. Now
nice
fires
pass.
It through the lane. Carter dribbles, double team. Somebody's got to be open. Flashing through the lane, Streaks try to get either Steck or Gino, and it's knocked out of bounds, and they touch it last. Seven Gelsberg turnovers.
Just entirely too many for one quarter.
So Keith back into the game for Gelsberg. Sibbing will sit down. Final 22 seconds here in the opening quarter. 16-5 Irish.
You know, we see a lot of token 1-2-2 presses this year.
They extend theirs a little bit more than what we've seen other teams do.
Right.
By extend, I mean pretty much full court as opposed to three-quarter court. Here's Koch dribbling on Steck and a hand check foul on Easton. Koch went right. Easton's hung with him. Looked like that little lean in by Easton picks up his first foul and the first team foul on the streets.
Yeah. Easton's got a tough assignment today. There's no doubt about it. It's a big-time player.
Final 4 seconds on the inbound into the corner. The fake by Barrowman steps left, pulls up from 15 feet. It's off the mark, and the rebound falls free. 16-5 Notre Dame over Gelsberg after one on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Here at Dave's, we get compliments on how clean we are in every department and how we always have the latest technology. But you know what? Our strongest resource is that you feel at home with familiar faces like the ones on our Wall of Fame. You see, our people stay with us. So if the faces and names look familiar to you every time you come, it's because they enjoy working with us and you.
Dave's Auto Body.
Great work, great people.
You better call Dave's.
Get it, wear it, and win cash when you're spotted. Pick up your gray WGIL button at The Packing House in downtown Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
One quarter in the books here at Peoria Manual for the Rams shootout. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels, Sam Satiski alongside Brian Prescott, our broadcast engineer. 16-5 is the Notre Dame lead after one. Silver Streaks with seven turnovers in this opening quarter.
Six.
And that has denied them some scoring opportunities for sure. Only six shots in the first quarter for Gelsberg. Two out of six. And even the coaches are relying on some numbers from us. That's how one, I don't know if they just want to confirm and make sure that they're seeing it the same way we are.
Coach Landis came over and asked how many offensive rebounds Peoria Notre Dame had. I was on it for him.
And it's a lot.
It is six of them.
7 for 15. They got 9 more shots in Galesburg in the first quarter. Geno to Steck on the right wing. Fires it inside to Carter. Oh, call for traveling. Player behind him was Dimmler, who flopped backwards when they got the entry pass to Carter. Tried to draw the charge.
Yeah, Coach Thompson not too happy about that call. He said no way right away.
Yeah,
we're right here behind the streaks bench, so this is a view and a view we haven't had very often this year. It's kind of a luxury to hear the coach.
Owen Dillon back into the game at the beginning of the second quarter here. 16-5 Peoria Notre Dame. Dillon with it now in front of the Galesburg bench. Works his way left to right. Now up top it goes to Dimmler. Dimmler down to the low block, spin move on Keith, the kick out, the fake three by Graham. Well, how's that not a travel, that little stutter step, the kick out three, good by Caden Hudson. And it's now 19-5 Notre Dame.
Yeah, this team is pretty talented. They're deliberate in their offensive sets. They find the open man, and they just shoot open shots here so far.
Way more points in the first part of this game than I anticipate. I mean, their scoring average is much lower than the pace they're on
nice
right
pass,
now.
Gino.
Carter down to the right side, works his way down the lane and flips it up with the right hand. 19-7. Second basket of the game for Carter. He has 4 of the streaks, 7.
Yeah, the streaks need to get Carter some touches. He's proven already early he's not afraid by the big bodies down low.
Pull-up jumper missed by Dimmler inside the free throw line. Geno with a rebound. Williams into the front court, left side Keith. Fakes the three, bounces it back to Geno at the top of the arc. There's Carter
again.
Open again to the basket.
Beautiful.
Up and in. The opening is there inside that Notre Dame zone. The streaks need to recognize it a little quicker, but they got it just in time for Carter.
And Geno's done a good job distributing the ball here early. He's got 4 assists already.
Lead is down to 10 for Notre Dame, 19-9. Down low on the right blocks. Dillon trying to go around Geno, kicks it back out to Dimmler.
And Geno's doing a great job guarding the 6'9 kid.
Pokes it out of his hand,
Geno.
Saves it, falling out of bounds,
play.
And then hits the bottom of the legs to Dillon. The ball stays in bounds,
all
and
right.
Then Notre Dame throws it away anyway.
Well, let's try to speed them. Look like we're speeding them up a little bit.
That's
there.
What Chad Thompson talked about.
Let's speed them up and get them to turn it over here.
Jackson, Dominique will check out.
Yep, Jackson Crock sitting back in the game.
JCS will inbound it with Steck in the backcourt along with Williams. Clary waiting in the midcourt circle. And Keith on the far side into the front court. It'll be Easton bringing it up into the near side in front of us. Skip pass up top to Clary.
Okay, be patient.
Dribbles once, looking. Now gets it back to Easton. Under 6 minutes to go for the half. Streaks down 10, trying to cut this lead back to 8, maybe 7. Chase with a screen. Down low.
Atta
dribbles.
Baby,
scores.
AK-15.
And a timeout by the Streaks as Galesburg starts. Very nice second quarter. Sorry, Notre Dame calls a timeout. They get the first basket of 3 to go up 14, and now the Streaks have scored 6 straight to get the lead down to 19-11.
Yeah, and on that last possession, we forced them out of their zone, which they seemed very comfortable playing. They went man-to-man that time, and Jace found an advantage off the right side there on that pick and finishes with the right hand. Gets back within 8.
Congratulations to the Galesburg girls basketball team. Got a little revenge on behalf of the boys with a 64-38 win at UT today. Sophomores won as well. Kiara Kilgore, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game in that one. And Fighting Illini got an early lead on Wisconsin. Then the Badgers rallied back to take the lead. And that game should be at halftime. And I'm not getting any signal. Ah, there we go. 61-51. Oh, it's over? Wow.
Yeah. Oh, he traveled.
So Notre Dame turns it over, coming out of the 32nd timeout. So Illinois wins it on the road. Good win for the Illini up in Madison, 61-51.
We always play well in Wisconsin. I was telling Coach Brady Landis about it before the game.
Uh-huh, right. Always play well up there. Easton dribbles between two defenders. They turn it over. Other end, Koch drives. Good contact by Easton to prevent the easy layup. He'll pick up his second foul. And Koch will go to the line, shooting 2.
And here comes ID5 back in the game. Mr. Ian Dominique.
First one up and in by Koch. He's got 8 in the game. That ends the little Galesburg run. The lead is 9 for the Irish, 20-11. Steck sits down with his second foul. 5:20 to go here in this first half. Koch makes both. And he's a point away from double figures already. Streaks trail by 10. Sibbing up the far side.
Oh,
stops just across half court. Almost a over and back violation. Entry pass to Clary. Knocked loose. Dominique gets it back. Gets it over to Clary, who covers up. Now the dribble drive in from the right side. Pressure defense. Dillon might have gotten a block on that one. And the Irish with a rebound. Dimler into the front court. To the right side, Caden Hudson. Swinging around to the left side to Graham. Thomas Graham up top. Koch shoots the three. Off the back iron. Long rebound. Tipped over the top of Keith by Dillon. Over into the hands of Dimler for the offensive putback.
Yeah, that's three offensive rebounds for Dillon already. Streaks have got to get a body.
Well, Jace had position.
Yeah, just the outstretched arms.
Yeah, Dillon just used his length to get up over the top of him. On the right side, Dominique on the wing. Under 4.5 minutes to play for the half. Streaks down a dozen. The fake by Keith, trying to go around Dillon, got bumped out of bounds.
No call.
And a turnover on the Silver Streaks as Keith stepped out of bounds.
There was a lot of contact there.
Yeah, there was.
That's tough. He ran right into his body, and he had no option but to step out of bounds. And I felt like Jace had him beat on the baseline.
Dimler will bring it across midcourt to the right side, and a foul away from the ball. Illegal screen might have been a I know the officials say they don't do makeup calls. Boy, that sure felt like one right there.
That's about as close as you can get to a makeup call as there is. I agree with you on that one. That's one on Koch. Let's try to get another one on him.
Yep, one on Koch, one on Dillon. Second team foul on the Irish. Left corner, Carl back into the game. Nolan picks up his dribble up top, Dominique.
There you go, move the basketball.
Right side, Sibbing, now back up top. Entry pass, Clary. Look to go back door, try to feed it left side, picked off by Koch. In transition, other end. Goes up for the left-handed dunk, and he missed it. Gino with a rebound. Streaks trying to get back with it. Gino down the lane, scoops it up with the right hand, and he missed everything through the pressure defense. Koch with a rebound. Here comes Notre Dame back. Another missed dunk on the other end. Graham tried a two-handed jam. Carter with a rebound. Now Gino with the other direction. Back-to-back missed dunks by Notre Dame. Streaks trying to get the lead back down to 10, maybe 9. Ball deflected. Gino gets it in front of the scoring table.
Yeah, this action's going up and down a little bit more than we anticipated.
3:20 to play for the half. Dominique on the dribble left side. Now right side over to Carl in front of the bench. Soft pass over to Ian. The pump fake to the top of the arc. Gives it over to Carl. Streaks need to find the interior. There's Carter. Backs his way in. Strong to the basket up and in from the left side.
I tell you, Carter's not intimidated in the slightest of these big fellas.
6 in the quarter, 8 for the game. The drive at the other end. Koch baseline missed it. Gino almost lost the rebound out of bounds. Controls it now. And now the Streaks get it back under double digits with under 3 minutes to go in the half.
Gino with his 4th rebound and 4 going along with 4 assists.
There's a trap on Gino in front of us, and he just wisely throws it out of... Ellsberg called a 30-second timeout. He threw it off Dimler's midsection out of bounds. But a 30-second timeout as soon as that trap collapsed on Gino.
Yeah, that's a good timeout by Chad. Gino made the right play. It would have been our ball, but Chad felt he was in a little bit of danger there, being trapped right there at the half-court corner.
I like how quickly Gino did that. The trap collapsed. He didn't waste any time throwing
very,
the ball.
Very savvy move.
But timeout by the Silver Streaks. They've used both of their 30s now with just over 2.5 minutes to go here in this first half. 23-13. Notre Dame on top. They've led the entire way after scoring the first 6. Jackson Crock Sibbing got the Streaks on the board at 6-3. And Notre Dame was up 11 by the end of the quarter. Streaks down 10 at the moment. 2:47 to go in the half.
Well, let's see if we can cut into that.
Yep. Try to shave this lead down to, maybe 4. Go on a little run here by halftime. Gino fakes a 3. Gets it over to Sibbing. He'll fire it from the wing. Missed it. Long rebound off the back iron. Koch boxes out Carl on the weak side. Got 6 rebounds in this game already. Now has it on the left wing. Trying to go around the screen, top of the arc. Around the wing it goes to the right corner. Dillon pulls it back out. Swing it back around to the left. Entry pass to Koch, guarded by Gino. Fires it to the outside. A 3 by Barrowman. Good.
Oh, good pass by Cooper.
So instead of going, get the lead down to 8, maybe 7, Streaks are back down 13, 26-13. 2 minutes to go for the half. Carl leaves his feet, passes it to Clary, into the left corner, Dominique. Back out to Gino. They'll reset. Carl comes out, middle of the court at the volleyball line.
Gino at the free throw line.
Fires it down low to Clary for the lay-in.
I tell you, Gino's seeing the court extremely well right now.
8 in the quarter, 10 for the game for Carter Clary to lead the Streaks. Down 11, 26-15, 1:40 to go for the half.
Let's get a stop.
Oh, Nolan really leaning on Owen Dillon from the backside, working his way left to right through the lane. Koch has it now on the left elbow. Into the corner it goes to Dimler. Entry pass down low. Ooh, Carl with a push from the back. He was just draped all over the back of Dillon. Everywhere Dillon is moving through the lane, across left to right, and Carl does pick up the foul.
Yeah, I like the defense by Nolan. He's bothering him. You can see he doesn't like it.
Get physical, get in his head a little bit.
Yep.
Can't tell me they're not used to physical play in the Big 12 conference.
That is for sure.
Minute 27 to go for the half. Entry pass up top to Koch. Steps inside the left wing, bounces it back out to Dillon. Again, both of those players at 6'9".
And I tell you, Gino's doing a good job on Koch.
Here's another screen. Now he reverses, steps back, uses the screen, but he missed the three. And Sibbing going to get called for the rebound on the weak side. Hudson had position. Sibbing was battling, trying to get it away from him. I'm impressed at how well Koch at 6'9", and we know he plays on the perimeter a lot, but he just used that screen so well to get off an easy three.
And I said it earlier, his stroke is effortless. You wouldn't expect that out of a big fella like that. It's a really smooth shot.
Up top, Lucas LaHood. Now into the right corner, Koch. Back to LaHood up top. Entry pass. Oh, ball was deflected away right into the hands of Gino, which almost a steal. It's going to be a second quick foul on Nolan Carl away from the ball.
Yeah, that's too bad. The Streaks had a steal there, and we're going the other way. Probably an easy transition bucket.
On the inbound into the corner, Dillon, but Carl gets out there, so he doesn't get off the three. Tries to go baseline. Nolan cuts him off. Still with a dribble, now kicks it out to LaHood. Back up top, it goes to Hudson. Under a minute to go for the half. Streaks down 26-15. On the left side, Koch trying to work to Gino. Gino fights through the screen, passes it right side to Dillon for three, hits it from the wing.
6'9 to 6'9, all on the perimeter, 4-3.
Biggest lead of the game for Notre Dame now, 29-15. Final 35 seconds of the half. Here we were hoping the Streaks could get a 10-point lead down to 6 or 4. Instead, they're down 14. Clary, touch pass over to Gino. Clary wants it back. It goes out to Dominique for three. In and out. Good-looking shot. Wouldn't go down. Dillon with a rebound.
Yeah, Ian got a good look there. Just right there, hit the back of the rim. Just didn't fall in.
Irish are going to hold for the last shot, down to 13 seconds to go. Hudson works his way to the right side. Dillon up top. Now left side over to Koch. Down low it goes to LaHood. Backing his way in, trying to go high-low. The kick out to Hudson. 3 seconds to go. Dillon dribbles twice, shoots, hits the three at the buzzer.
Wow.
32-15, Notre Dame at the half. Gelsberg was down 10. They get outscored 9-2, and they're down 17 at the break, 32-15. We'll take a look at the halftime stats. Individual scoring, talk things over with the coaching staff when they come back out of the locker room as well. 32-15 Notre Dame at the half from Peoria Emanuel on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS Basketball on WGIL.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Are you looking for an interview podcast where you can be entertained and informed? Come check out our new podcast, America's Talking, to hear conversations with great stand-up comedians like Mark Normand.
Norm made you feel smarter than him, even though he was smarter than you.
As well as with leaders in the United States, like former Ambassador Andrew Bremberg.
I remember the fall of the evil empire, when the wall fell, every adult I saw was crying.
I'm your host, Austin Berg, and I want you to join the conversation on our new podcast, America's Talking, right now on Spotify.
Are you looking for a new podcast where you can get your national news from a taxpayer's perspective? Check out the America in Focus podcast featuring the Center Square's Dan McCaleb.
This jobs report, in some ways, it contradicts what I'm seeing anecdotally.
And Casey Harper.
And it's not just the economy. He has a 28% approval on the economy, but he also has 36% approval on foreign policy.
Find America in Focus wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe. That's America in Focus, a news podcast from a taxpayer's perspective.
GIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at Peoria Manual here at the Rams Shootout. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessel, Sam Statisky here as the Silver Streaks trail the Irish 32-15. And kind of a clinic, Jason, a little bit in terms of what Notre Dame has done offensively. Yeah. The Streaks talked about trying to speed them up, get them uncomfortable, and all they've done is just work the ball around beautifully, get the shots they want, and this does not look at all like a 500 team coming in here.
Yeah, they're doing what they want when they want. The Streaks got to be more disruptive on the defensive end, bump some cutters, get up in passing lanes, make these guys uncomfortable with the basketball.
Streaks are finding some openings in that zone, though, as Carter's been able to flash open free throw line or even a little deeper, even against all those 6'9 players who they just continue to roll out there, even out of the starting lineup. They've got Elliot Lynch, who's at 6'9, coming in off the bench, a couple of 6'5 guys, and Carter's found some openings in that lane. Yeah. Where would we be without him with those 10 points?
Yeah, Carter's been the one bright spot for the Streaks here. He's found openings in the zone and finished at the rim. Streaks are just going to have to get more aggressive defensively. I mean, flat out, and maybe offensively too. We haven't shot any free throws. They only shot two, so it's not like it's a outlandish number on the free throw differential. But we got to get into some bodies and get some fouls called on these guys.
So let's take a look at our first half statistics. Brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. And for that, young reliable Sam Statisky joins us now. What do the numbers show, Sam?
From the field, we're 6 for 16, shooting 37%, while PND is 12 for 27, shooting 44%. From the three-point line, we're 2 for 9, shooting 22%, and PND is 6 for 12, 50%. We haven't missed a free throw, nor have we attempted one, and PND is 2 for 2, shooting 100%. We have 11 turnovers, PND has 6. We have 8 rebounds. PND is 15.
What was the over-under on dropped things here at the, gym?
We already passed that. It was 5. And
we're up to like 7.
Yeah, my phone was number 5.
Oh,
so
well.
Sam won with the over.
Okay. Well, make it 8 because I just dropped my pen.
They got us in a precarious situation here at Storied Manual Gym. You look down on the court and you see all the state championships, 94, 95, 96, 97, and boys basketball, of course. Anybody in the area remembers the incredible runs that these Manual Rams had here. It's such a luxury to be able to play in this gym. It's a storied place. There's not a whole lot of places in this area like this. It's one of a kind. I love the atmosphere in here.
Well, I wish the Streaks could tap into that mojo a little bit, come out of the locker room and rally back. They're down 17 at the break, 32-15. We'll talk with the coaching staff. We'll look at the individual scoring when we come back. Silver Streaks boys basketball continues on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Do you promise to have and to hold until death do you part?
No, but I, Dane Kuna, do promise 1 year of free oil changes with purchase of any vehicle.
Oh, wow. I do.
Ford of Galesburg is ready to commit to you with the Ford Promise. Stop by West Main Street in Galesburg. Test drive the car, truck, or SUV that catches your eye and drive off the lot knowing you have free oil changes for the next year. Plus free maintenance inspections and a price match guarantee on tires.
Ford of Galesburg, your purchase is backed by our promise.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342-HEAT.
Salvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago, Dr. Patterson, and nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, provide lab, urology, and birth control services. We accept most insurance and work with other providers to coordinate care. If you're looking for health care that is personal, easy, and convenient, Request an appointment today at silverahealth.com/Galesburg.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at templetonroofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS Basketball on WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast, mostly cloudy the rest of this afternoon. A chance of rain, freezing rain, and snow. Cloudy, chance of freezing, drizzle, and snow tonight, low 18. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high 22. Wind chills to 5 above. Sunday night, cloudy, low 6 above. Wind chills to 7 below. Monday, partly sunny, a high 13. Partly cloudy Monday night, a low 1 below. Tuesday, sunny and 18. 28 now at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
32-15, Notre Dame leads Galesburg. Let's go to Jason, who's got Eric.
I'm here with assistant coach Eric Thompson of the Streaks. Coach, what's going to be the key in the second half to keep – they had 7 offensive rebounds. What's going to be the key to keep them off the boards?
Big box outs, right? When you're playing big athletes like this, you know, you're never going to get the over-the-back call or anything like that unless you're making big-time contact. And they're shooting a lot of threes, and these rims are stiff. Meaning you got to find your guy and you got to hit him. Our smaller guys, even they have a big order to box out today.
And I think we'd be remiss to not talk about the job Geno Williams is doing guarding Cooper Kutch.
A monumental effort by Geno. I mean, it's not a surprise. I don't think anyone's surprised. He rises to the occasion every time. He guards the other team's best player every night. And it's just another day for Geno, right? He wants this challenge.
Right, another feather in his cap, so to speak.
Absolutely.
All right, Coach, we'll see you Friday.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, as always, to Eric Thompson joining us here at the half. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Individual scoring from the first half. Cooper Kutch leads Peoria Notre Dame with 9. Owen Dillon with 8. Then we go to Ted Dimler with 5. Caden Hudson and Jacob Barrowman with 3. Thomas Graham has 2. Elliot Lynch came in off the bench, did not score. For the Silver Streaks, Carter Clary leads all scorers with 10. Jackson Croc Sibbing 3. Jace Keith 2. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. Galesburg girls winners over United Township earlier today in a game you heard right here on WGIL, 64-38. Streak sophomores a winner in that one as well. Fighting Illini, 10-point winners up in Madison, knocking off Wisconsin, 61-51. And a foul away from the ball. I'm going to call that one on Geno. So, 12 seconds in, Streaks pick up their 16th foul of the game, and you certainly don't want to see Geno rack up fouls because of that defensive effort, as you were just talking about with Eric, that he's doing. Kutch throws over Geno, down low, better position, up and in by Thomas Graham over Carter. And now a 19-point lead.
And I tell you, Cooper Kutch does it all. I mean, that was just a good pass, good entry pass, and gets his third assist of the game.
Ian trapped on the far side. Throws it back toward Keith, but it's more toward the middle court line, and Keith can't get to it before it goes into the backcourt. So that's 12 Galesburg turnovers.
Yep, the turnover bug is striking again, partner.
Streaks trying to avoid their 20th loss of the season. The remaining games are all in the Western Big Six Conference, including Geneseo and Alleman. Geneseo 0-20 on the season after losing to the Pioneers last night. The up and under and the basket by Owen Dillon, who had 2 Galesburg Silver Streaks around him on the low blocks, and he still found a way to duck up under and up inside of them.
Yeah, there's no substitute for size.
And now Dominique overthrows Clary in the middle of the lane. 13 Galesburg turnovers. Back-to-back here to open up the second half.
And third steal for Cooper Kutch. He's doing it all out here.
Hudson to the right side. Bounce pass from Graham down low, trying the double pump fake, missed shot by Dimler. And Keith comes up with the rebound for the Silver Streaks, looking for their first points of the second half.
Yeah, nice job there by JK15 to play some nice defense. And
Geno through the lane, lost the handle on the ball, gets it back though, finds Keith, who gets it over to the right side, Clary. Carter trying to back his way in, kicks it out. Gino's going to shoot the 3 and hits.
Oh, nice shot, Geno.
That's his first points of the game. You mentioned it last night, partner. You talked about Geno hitting those 2 threes that he put up in the game against UT. Maybe that'll get him going a little bit.
Yeah, he's starting to shoot the basketball extremely well. I've been very impressed with his shooting lately.
First points of the second half. Gelsberg down 18, 36-18. Now a tipped pass and stolen away by Dominique. Keith picks it up, drives to the other end, gets fouled.
Baby JK-15.
So Jace will go to the line shooting those first free throws of the game. You were just talking about the half, trying to get things going in that respect for the game for Gelsberg. Thomas Graham, his first foul. And the first on Notre Dame here in the second half. Keith to the line. I just realized I forgot to print out an updated stat sheet. I don't have them with me.
Oh, no.
I let you guys down.
First time all year.
Keith does hit the free throw, his third point of the game. So Streaks trying to take advantage with the clock stopped here. Still 6 minutes to go. Obviously, we're just starting the second half here in the third quarter. Lots of time to come back from down 17, but you get any time you get points on the board with the clock stopped, you're in good shape, and Keith hits them both. 36-20 Notre Dame. Left side, Graham on the wing. Up top it goes to Dimmler. He'll start the ball on the floor to the left side, kicks it back into the corner. Open three by Graham. Streaks let him shoot it, and now a foul over the back. Koch got a hand on the back of Gino. Again, huge size advantage. Koch 8 inches taller than Gino, who had better position, but he got the hand in the back of Gino, and that's where the foul came in.
Incredible job by G-Dub. They're boxing out the bigger Koch and getting the foul called on him.
I think the Streaks were okay with Graham being the guy to shoot that three also.
Oh, without a doubt.
Now Gino trapped out high. Call for double dribble. They reached in. They knocked the ball out of his hands.
Wow.
They knocked the ball out of his hands. Gino was trying to get it back, and they called him for double dribble.
That's an unfortunate for Gino there. That's a bad. Oh, man. That's just tough.
All right. Streaks down 16, under 5.5 minutes to play, third quarter.
Get a stop.
Right side, next Hudson, play. The sophomore, guarded by Dominique. That's about the only size, situational size that the Streaks have that's even.
Yep.
Now
Cooper,
batted into the backcourt, and Koch just picked up his third foul. Gino did a nice job coming around the screen to get a hand on a ball, knocked it loose into the backcourt, and Koch just picked up his third on a scramble and the eighth Notre Dame turnover.
I tell you, Gino is playing well tonight, or this afternoon, I should say.
Yeah, it'll be tonight before too long.
That's number four.
And now there's number four. Good job by Steck up the near sideline. Took it right at Koch.
That a baby.
Oh, and he just slapped the ball out of Jace Keith's hand coming from the backside. Jace had the ball in his hand, and as Koch passed him, he slapped the ball out of his hands.
Oh, that could have been a technical.
That could have been a technical.
He'd have been out of the game.
So he goes to the bench with four fouls, 5:10 to go here in the third quarter.
With 5 minutes, that's huge.
Let's see if this gets the momentum turned around. Energizes the Streaks a little bit. One of the 6'9 big men out.
Oh, great
entry
pass,
pass to Carter. Controls it. Reverse.
Oh,
up and
my
in
goodness.
From the side.
How did he make that?
36-22. Got a little body there. Knocked him off balance. He went with a reverse.
I don't know how that shot went in.
Yeah, he went up over the side rim. He didn't use the backboard at all. Dimmler up top. 36-22. Streaks within 14. A 7-0 run by Gelsberg. Dillon now guarded by Gino. Cut off at the free throw line. Right side it goes on the pass to LaHood, who's come in for Koch. Left side on the wing, Graham. Now up top it goes, faking the three. Oh. Dimmler goes around. Keith pulls up at the free throw line, off the rim. Rebound, Gino had a hand on it. Knocked away, though. Notre Dame gets it back. Now to the outside. LaHood for three. Missed it. Keith with the rebound. Streaks can keep chipping away here a little bit more. Keith into the front court. To Carter. Going around his man to the drive.
Beautiful.
To the basket.
Beautiful.
36-24, timeout, Notre Dame. A full timeout for the Irish as the Streaks have pulled within 12 and have, well, there we go. Some of that juice we were talking about at the half.
Right there.
Tap into the manual atmosphere here. And the Streaks on a run down 12 now. Take a timeout in the third quarter as well on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This happy bunch is the Quarterly family. Oh, and Searchlight, their schnauzer. The Quarterlies have their SUV detailed here at Dave's Auto Body every 3 months because...
we busted it!
Now, let's call it an unanticipated get-together with another car.
Ooh.
But Dave's Auto Body fixed everything good as new.
Better if you count our trunks.
Sorry!
And they got detail for life. You may qualify with your busted vehicle. Detail for life.
Dave's Auto Body.
Schnauzer approved.
You better call Dave's.
The button spotters are out looking for the WGIL button. Be sure you're wearing yours, like Ray Pfeiffer of Galesburg, who won $25 when he was spotted. See a list of button locations at WGIL.com.
9-0 run by the Silver Streaks, down 12 now, 36-24 here at Peoria Manual High School. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessel, Sam Satiski are at the shootout. Streaks chipping away at Peoria Notre Dame. 4:09 to go in the third quarter yet. And Streaks putting the full court press on coming out of the Irish timeout.
Yep, here we go. We talked about it. Try to speed him up a little bit.
Make him a little more uncomfortable. Sitting back into the game for the Streaks. He'll guard Dimmler across midcourt. Works his way to the left side. Now over to Graham. Reverses back behind him to Jacob Barrowman, guarded by Dominique. Backs up to the volleyball line, swinging around into the right corner. Looking down low, Graham. Thomas Graham now to the outside. A whistle away from the ball and a holding foul called, I think, on Clary.
No, I think it's on Gino.
Oh, it's on Gino, yep, guarding Owen Dillon.
Yeah, he's down there just working his butt off. That's a tough foul. And Gino's had a couple tough calls on him here. Really.
Yeah, both of them in the second half. His only two of the game and the only two in the Streaks here in the second half. They use a screen. They get Dillon free for three. He airballed it, but Thomas Graham right there for the offensive rebound putback. That's unfortunate. They got the missed three, the forced three that they wanted.
Yeah, that everything we wanted to happen there, and the rebound just came right to him.
In the corner, Sibbing, 14-point lead, goes around his man, down low. Carter forces it up off the back iron, and rebound controlled by Graham for the Irish.
Yeah, Carter with a nice move there, nice little spin drop step and little baby hook, and it just didn't fall off the back of the rim.
Again, Cooper Koch, the Iowa commit as just a junior, on the bench with four fouls. But Notre Dame on a 5-0 run coming out of the timeout as Dimmler hits a three. And it's 41-24 now. Opening the lead back up to 17 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, just deflating. You know, we make our little run and
A foul. Dillon just stuck a little elbow into the backside of Carter.
Wow.
Dillon got called for the foul.
What are these guys looking at?
Man-to-man against Carter on the inside. They called Dillon on the foul. Carter slapped his hands together loudly, clapping behind him, and Dillon just poked him in the back with an elbow. So that's two potential technical fouls that the referees might have made a judgment call on. Carter comes out on the high pass over to Steck, 2:40 to go, third quarter. 17-point Irish lead. Steck with a crossover dribble to Sibbing on the wing. Found an opening, drives in, cut off, kicks it out. Steck from the wing for three, airballs it. Weak side rebound, Dominique saves it for the Galesburg. Now to the outside, Gino hits another three.
Let's go, G-Dub. Get going, kid.
Down to a 14-point lead, 41-27. 2:15 to play third quarter.
We talk about it all the time. Let's try to get this lead under 10 by the fourth quarter and give ourselves a legitimate chance here.
Got to take advantage with one of the 6'9 guys on the bench for Notre Dame. On the inside, Dillon with a quick
flip up.
Missed it. Ball batted away from the backside of Clary. And last touch by Dillon. Nobody could get to it, so the Streaks get it back on the dead ball rebound. Substitutions for both sides.
There we go.
Carl in for the Silver Streaks with Sibbing, Dominique, Williams, and Clary.
Good decision, JCS. Don't come across half court if you don't have to. You don't want to get in that trap.
He's got it now in the wing. Entry pass. Carter gives to Gino down the lane. Back to Clary inside the free throw line. Kicks it out to Carl. Williams on the left side. Cut off by the big man. Clary shoots from the free throw line. Rolls off the rim. Rebound Dillon. Fires it into the front court. Barrowman to the left wing. Pulls up. And pulls it back out.
Yeah, C-Square got a good look that offensive possession.
The dribble drive by Hudson cut off in the lane. And a reach-in foul called in the Silver Streaks. Gino, apparently. I guess they're calling him. No, they do call it on Sibbing. Gino threw his arms up in the air like he got whistled for the foul. It's on JCS instead. So two on the Streaks freshman. And Carl guarding Dillon now. A little more size advantage. On the inbound baseline to the outside, Barrowman drives. Ball batted loose, but the loose ball rolls over to Elliott Lynch. For Notre Dame.
Man, we had an opportunity for a steal there.
Yep, nearly a turnover.
Carter just didn't see it.
On the right wing, Dillon trying to put the ball on the floor against Carl. Cut off. Now to the outside, it's Lynch on the right wing with a minute 14 to go in the third quarter. Trying to speed this game up a little bit, take some time off the clock. Dillon trying to go around Carl. Cut off, up from the low blocks and in.
I'll tell you, I'm pretty impressed with this Dillon kid, too. He's got some nice moves around the basket.
Yeah, he made that little body motion that got Nolan to bite on the fake, going to the baseline, and then Dillon stopped, turned around. From the three corner, Jackson Croc Sibbing for his first shot since the first quarter. That makes it 43-30 with 49 seconds to go in the third quarter, and Galesburg calls a full timeout down 13.
And Gino was 7 assists. Having a heck of a game.
Yeah, he's finding his teammates as well as he has in a while here today.
6 points, seven assists, four rebounds, only two turnovers for the kid. He's playing well today.
Trying to rally Galesburg back. Silver Streaks Boys Basketball, one of our sponsors here. Galesburg Nissan, providing our transportation anytime we hit the road, not only for boys basketball, but also for Galesburg High School girls basketball and football coverage as well. Today, Jason, Sam, and I traveling in a 2020 Nissan Pathfinder, part of the rental fleet at Galesburg Nissan, where they typically have 20 vehicles, if not more, available to meet your rental car needs. Galesburg Nissan, also home of the lifetime warranty, where all new cars, trucks, and SUVs come with that free lifetime powertrain warranty, and all used vehicles up to 5 years old with under 80,000 miles also qualify for that lifetime powertrain warranty. Checking them out at Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street. You can also visit online at galesburgcars.com. Coming out of the Galesburg timeout, Streaks have two timeouts remaining. Final 49 seconds of the third quarter, 43-30 Notre Dame. Irish with the ball. Cooper Koch on the bench for Notre Dame with four fouls. But two other 6'9 players into the game right now. The feed to the lane, batted away by Carl. On transition, 1-1, fakes right, goes left, got foul. Made LaHood choose, dribbling, backpedaling defensively down the middle of the lane, and Nolan faked right and went left, and that's a foul on Lucas LaHood to the line, Nolan Carl.
Yeah, Nolan went the little Euro step and got into his body and got the ref to blow his whistle and draw the foul.
First free throw off the back iron. 43-30 Notre Dame. Keith gets a breather for the final 30 seconds of the quarter.
Have to take advantage of these opportunities, partner.
Steck back in. Got the second one. Streaks 3 out of 4 from the line in this quarter and for the game. Down 12 now, 43-31.
Let's get a stop.
Final 20 seconds. Not only a stop, maybe a steal, a transition.
Oh, he almost walked.
Cut off on the left side. Hudson, bounce pass now to the right side to Dillon. Won't go around Gino. Now to the outside, Barrowman. Hit a three at the end of the earlier quarter. Missed it. Gino and the Streaks have time and a foul and a reach in. Lucas LaHood. Gino coming out with his seventh rebound. Trying to get into the front court. Was double teamed right to left. And the reach in foul by LaHood is his second. So the Streaks got the miss. And now seven team fouls on Notre Dame. And a chance for Gino at the 1-1. Barrowman, you might remember, hit that three at the end of the half that put Notre Dame up 17. First free throw by Gino off the back iron. Stuck out a hand on the loose ball. Now it's picked up on the baseline by Hudson. Coming out with it. Into the front court three by Dillon. Hits it at the buzzer. What a stab in the back.
Oh, that hurts.
Down 15 now at the end of three. 46-31 Notre Dame on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
Talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging, but you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Three quarters gone here at Peoria Manual. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessel, Sam Sadiski alongside. Galesburg down to Peoria Notre Dame. 46-31, the Irish have hit two buzzer beaters, one at the end of the half, one at the end of the third quarter. And a foul away from the ball. We're going to get Carter setting an illegal screen inside the lane, and that's 15 Galesburg turnovers, so it denies Galesburg. So what a backbreaker to miss a free throw at the end of the third quarter. Notre Dame comes out, hits a three, and then Galesburg turns it over on its first possession of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, just back-breaking moments back-to-back. I mean, we need to get a bucket there. We missed the free throw. They hit a three. Just tough.
Gino's getting a break defensively. He's man-to-man against Dimler right now, not against one of the 6'9 players for once. Dimler has it on the right wing. Up top it goes to LaHood, who's 6'4", guarded by Steck. Top of the arc, LaHood still with the ball, now dribbles a couple times left, feeds it into the corner to Graham, who's 6'5". Up top to Dimler.
I'm telling you, they're deliberate on their offensive end, and they execute.
Just running clock right now, leading by 15.
Yep.
Not in any hurry whatsoever. And, of course, Cooper Koch still on the bench with four fouls. They can really shorten this game up. Pull-up jumper by Dillon over Carl. Missed it. Rebound. Clary tips it to himself. That's only his fourth rebound of the game. Gino firing it into the front court. One on four. Feeds it over to Steck through his hands. Ellsberg turns it over again. 16 in the game now. Had a chance there. Another opportunity tonight. Minute 15 gone. Sibbing ready to check in for the Streaks. Koch is going to come back in for Notre Dame at the next dead ball.
Got to get a stop.
Dribble drive by Hudson. The kick out to Dimler. Again, they just want to run some clock. Streaks have to force the issue here.
Yep, we're going to have to start taking some chances defensively here.
Now, Ellsberg has four team fouls, so they can take a few risks here. Try to get the clock stopped. Steal on an inbound or something like that. Just play straight up defense. Oh, well, Dillon lost the ball, but the loose ball over. They call 3 seconds on that?
I think he stepped on the line when he picked it up.
Okay. So Dillon trying to dribble through the lane, lost a handle on it, trying to get it to a teammate over on the left baseline and getting it. Jason's out better than I. So 10 Notre Dame turnovers. But Ellsberg still scoreless here in the fourth quarter as the lead has grown to 15 for Notre Dame. Up the far side, Sibbing, firing it into the lane intended for Clary, and fouled from the backside. That was a tough pass by Gino. Tried to just put it on a rope right through the defense.
Yeah, he had a little sauce on that one. Let's knock these free throws down, C-squared.
Probably could have been a turnover, but Streaks got bailed out with a foul that puts Clary at the line. So Dillon out, Koch in. Also back in, Elliot Lynch. So 2 6'9" guys back on the floor. Carter hits the first free throw. He's got 15 for the game to lead the Streaks. Ellsberg's first points of the second half. 2 minutes into the fourth quarter, 46-32. Second one up and in.
Attaboy, C-squared.
Ellsberg 5 out of 7 from the free throw line in this game. 46-33, full court pressure by Ellsberg. Notre Dame breaks it. Left side Lynch, back up top to Graham. Now gets it over to Koch. Koch on the dribble, guarded by Sibbing. Jackson got a hand on his midsection.
Oh, Jackson is out there competing. I love it.
The freshman against the Iowa-bound junior for Notre Dame. 5.5 minutes to go. Entry pass to Koch. Fires it through the lane and through the hands of Lynch, and a turnover by Notre Dame. So they run time off the clock, about 30 seconds. They come away with nothing and a chance for the Streaks to get it maybe down to 10 here. Down 13, 46-33. Ian on the left wing. Bounce pass into the corner and a kick by Notre Dame. Trying to feed it to Easton in the left corner. And Gino, nope, not Gino, is going to inbound. It'll be Jackson.
Yeah, Gino was coming over to take the ball out of bounds, and Chad said, no, not so quick. We're going to have Jackson take it out.
Sibbing on the inbound to the outside. Ian shoots a three, a long one, and he hits it, his first of the game. His first shot of the second half, and the lead is down to 10. 46-36. Streaks hanging around trying to put a run together. Pressure in the backcourt. They get it into the front court. Left corner, Graham pulls it back out. 5 minutes to play in the game. Streaks trying to force another turnover. Dominique also got a hand on a pass out near half court, but Hudson staved it.
He just about got a steal to go the other way.
And time a whistle out. Away from the ball will be a timeout, Notre Dame. And this will go. Gino comes away hobbling a little bit. He got tangled up with a player over there. This is going to be a 30-second timeout with 4:54 to play in the fourth quarter, 46-36 Irish. Well, this game early on, the pace of it from an offensive standpoint, we were thinking, boy, Notre Dame's putting points up more than we would anticipate. But now we're seeing more of the Notre Dame style here. They haven't scored in the fourth quarter. The Streaks,
let's keep it that
15-point deficit is down to 10. But really their strategy here as much as anything is work the ball around, run clock, get an open shot, try to get it to one of our big guys for an easy one. And I mean, if this strategy continues, they may be able to take off enough clock in the game and not score and still not give the Streaks enough opportunities to come back.
Yeah, they we've said it many times today. They're so deliberate on the offensive end.
So under 5 minutes to play in the game. 10-point Notre Dame lead. Irish ball coming out of the 32nd timeout.
Geno back on Cooper.
Dimmler has it now, guarded by Sibbing. Dillon back into the game, working against Steck. They're going to keep it on the perimeter as Hudson comes out for it. Now gets it back, nearly a chance for Carter. Now trap out high. Notre Dame gets out of it. Over to Dillon for three. Short, rebound, find its way to Koch. Pump fakes, puts a shot up, got fouled by Dominique, and the ball wedges in between the rim. So no basket, but Koch going to go to line shooting two on the mismatch foul from Ian Dominique.
Yeah, Streaks did a good job there defensively, got the missed shot they wanted, and just couldn't chase down the defensive rebound.
Yeah, I mean, the ball after the miss by Dillon just came right to Cooper Koch. Just right place, right time, and he gets his first point of the second half at the free throw line. Yeah. And he's just now in double figures with 10.
Yeah, if we could find a way to get another foul on him, we'll give ourselves a shot here at the end of this game.
Stays in the game with four fouls, makes both free throws. 11 points in the game, 48-36. Under 4.5 minutes to play in the game. Jackson Crock Sibbing. Ball batted back almost into his face, knocked out of bounds by Graham. It's a little careless, a little soft on the pass on the right wing. Streaks hang on to it. Now Sibbing looking, gets it to Geno, nearly picked off, and
jump
it is
ball.
Picked off. And Geno reaches in, ties up Hudson, who anticipated that perfectly. And Chad Thompson says, all right, I can't leave Sibbing in. So Clary gets a breather as well. Carl and Keith back in after the 17th Galesburg turnover.
JCS taking the ball out of bounds. We kind of left him out to dry. Nobody really moved. Nobody made an attempt to go into the backcourt to get open, and he just had to kind of force a pass in there.
Turns we approach the midpoint of the fourth quarter. Streaks not able to cut into the deficit, down 12. Open on the wing is Graham. He dribbles left to the top of the arc, passes it away to Hudson. Hudson, the youngest starter on the team for Notre Dame, a sophomore, is a trap on the far side. Koch passes out of it. The dribble drive to the outside. Dimmler now into the right corner. Dillon down low, feeds it through the lane. Picked off by Dominique. 12 Notre Dame turnovers. Streaks down a dozen. Geno trying to dribble between the defenders. Kicked out of bounds by the Irish. Back quickly comes Carter and Sibbing for offense for the Streaks. Keith and Carl will sit down with 3:43 to go in the game. 12-point Notre Dame lead, 48-36. Now Gina will inbound from the far side, and there you go, into the backcourt to Ian, who now brings it back across midcourt.
Yeah, just got to make it easy on the inbound passer.
Into the left corner. Here's Steck, fires it to the right side and a skip pass to Ian. Ian dribbles down low, cut off on the low blocks, into Carter, kicks it out. Open three, Steck, in and out. Rebound Thomas Graham.
Such a good look for Easton, just couldn't knock it down.
Only the second shot of the game for Easton, who's scoreless today. 3:15 to play and a 48-36 Notre Dame lead. Koch had an open look at the free throw line, and that's just discipline to pass it back out, run some more clock. Now the pass to him, thrown away, picked off by Clary. 13 turnovers, Notre Dame. Streaks down a dozen. Geno drives baseline and a collision and an offensive foul as Dimmler got back, planted himself on the baseline. Geno out of control, ran him over for his third foul of the game in the 18th Galesburg turnover.
Yeah, Geno just trying to make something happen.
Yeah.
There. Got caught in the air, and they rotated over real well and took the charge.
3:01 to go. Streaks put the full court press on. Goes out to Dillon, who walks it across midcourt. Left side, Dimmler looked at the basket and passed it back out. Under 3 minutes to go in the game. Notre Dame only 2 points in this fourth quarter from the free throw line, and now a foul away from the ball will stop the clock with 2:47 to go, and the sixth Galesburg foul. Oh, no, that is the seventh. So that's the first of the game on Jace Keith. Stops the clock, gets Sibbing and Clary back in. And I wonder if that was intentional on the Silver Streaks. Just get the clock stopped so they can't run some more time. 2:47 to go. And to the line, Owen Dillon, his first free throw attempt of the game.
It's a
live
ball.
He missed it on a 1-1. Nobody went after it. Notre Dame's going to get it back. Koch picks it up, misses from the low blocks. Clary rips the rebound away and then lost the handle on the ball and turns it right back over. Silver Streaks had everything they needed there and couldn't come away with it on anything.
Yeah, you got to be aware of the situation. You know, that's just not being aware right there.
2:41 to go. Inbound out high to Koch, guarded by Gino. So now they can run some more clock, leading by a dozen. Again, their only points here in the second half, two free throws.
We've had our opportunities in the half.
Here's Steck, contact on Dillon. Dillon hangs on to the ball. Notre Dame avoids a turnover. Now Koch drives, leaves it behind him to Dimler, and they're going to run some more time.
Yep. Not even looking to score there, just content running the clock and running through their offense.
Nate Gillsburg chase. Here's a tip by Gino, and still the Streaks can't get to it in the open court. Picked up by Graham, who then gets fouled. 2:08 to go in the game is where the clock stops.
And that's number four on Gino.
Yep. So they run the clock down to 2:08 to go in the game.
I would be willing to bet that they have ran off about 4 minutes of clock just running their offense in this quarter.
And if they haven't, from a statistical standpoint, I would agree with you. That's certainly how it feels. Two-thirds of this fourth quarter just dribbling the ball and making the Streaks chase. Graham hits the first free throw, but not the second, and the rebound Steck. 13-point Notre Dame lead, 49-36. Gina will bring it across midcourt. Stops just inside the volleyball line. Out of the right side, Sibbing. Quick three from the wing. Short. Rebound. Put back. Gino comes up short, and he got pushed in the back by Hudson. So now Gina will get two free throws.
I was hoping the refs would see that. I've seen it from over here.
First foul of the game on Caden Hudson.
That's six rebounds for Gino. Go along with seven assists and 6 points.
Oh, I've got Gino for eight rebounds.
I must have missed two.
Yeah.
We'll bump him up to eight then.
And Gino to the free throw line. He's got two threes in the game for his only points.
Get
first
in
free throw.
Hey, kid.
Boy, caught a lot of rim and then kissed off the backboard, dropped through.
He hit everything you could possibly hit up there and still make it. Jason for Carter for defense.
Second free throw by Gino.
Get a roll.
Off the front of the rim. Koch with his ninth rebound to lead Notre Dame. 49-37, Gillsburg down 12 with a minute 50 to play. On the far side, here's a trap. Dillon trying to get out of it. Does, saves it to Koch on the sideline. Feeds it over right side to the cutting Hudson for the basket. Five in the game for Caden Hudson. And that's going to be a tough one to recover from. Down 14 now. Here's Gino driving to the basket. A lot of contact and a reach in on the foul. On the arm, be against Graham.
And Gino doing a good job of getting downhill again.
Yep, and
the
getting
rim.
There quickly to stop the clock, too. Minute 31 to go. And the Streaks shooting two free throws the rest of the way, down 14. Second foul of the game on Graham. Gino back to the line where he's one of three, all here in the second half here. 7 points in the game, 91 seconds to play. First one good.
That's a baby G-Dub. Nice looking stroke there.
51-38.
Here comes C-squared back in the game. Jace.
Keith will sit down. And a second free throw coming for Gino. 1:31 to play, fourth quarter. Streaks trying to avoid their 20th loss of the year, and Gino gets a very friendly roll. Soft shooter touch drops through. 12-point Notre Dame lead, full court press by Gillsburg. Here's the trap on Miller, a high pass, but it finds its way to Hudson, who brings it across midcourt. Drives, bounce pass to the left side, cut off by Gino, tries to save it, and it's picked back off by Notre Dame. So we'll call it no turnover on either team, but a near turnover for the Irish. Gino got a hand on it on the left side, and then falling out of bounds, tried to bounce it back, saving it and trying to preserve the turnover. But now Notre Dame just runs more clock down to a minute to go.
We're going to have to foul.
Here's the trap on the far side. Dillon bounces out of it. Now Koch has it in front of us in front of the scoring table.
Oh, what a
feeds
pass.
It to Dillon down the lane, up and in on the assist from Koch.
Fifth assist of the game for him.
Timeout by Notre Dame. Nobody waiting at the scoring table, so this is a full timeout that Tom Locker wants to use. With 51 seconds to go and a 14-point Irish lead, you're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Gillsburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at templetonroofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Gillsburg. Proud to bring you GHS basketball on WGIL.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Under a minute to play here in the fourth quarter from Peoria Manual. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels, Sam Satiski with you. Brian Prescott, our broadcast engineer for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball. Galesburg trailing Peoria Notre Dame 53-39. The Irish have led the whole way. Scored the first 6 points of the game.
Yeah, we've got to play with a little bit more urgency here.
Gino has the ball knocked away in the backcourt. Picks it up, keeps the dribble. Now into the right wing. Driving baseline. Step back. Bank shot. Good. He's in double figures with 11 now. Galesburg calls a timeout with 38 seconds to go.
I love the way Gino has come out and competed here tonight. This afternoon.
It's after 5 o'clock. It's winter. It's tonight now.
It's weird playing at 4 o'clock. Yeah. It's just, we did it down at Taylorville, I guess, but just not used to it.
So 38 seconds to go. Galesburg down 53-41. That dribble drive by Gino got to the baseline, and then that little step back to bank it in gives him 5 points in the quarter. And 11 for the second half and for the game. He's also got 8 rebounds to lead the Silver Streaks, who have been out-rebounded in this game just because of that massive height for Notre Dame.
Yeah, and to go along with 7 assists. Gino's played a well-rounded game. He does have 5 turnovers. That's because he handles the ball the majority of the time. A couple of those have been very aggressive turnovers.
Galesburg most certainly will put the full court press on coming out of the timeout. It'll be Steck, Clary, Gino, Dominique, and Sibbing. Koch, Dillon, Hudson, Dimler, and Graham. So the 5 starters still on the floor for Notre Dame, who again have led this whole way. Closest the game ever was at 6-3 in the first quarter. Notre Dame had a double-digit lead of 11 by the end of the first. Full court press by the Streaks. Oh. Off of Koch. Oh. Saves it onto the baseline to Dimler. That close to another turnover. And Koch.
10 seconds.
Great understanding of where his teammates were, and they do get it across. Now Dillon driving in from the right side, stops, plants, and got fouled. Is it on Gino? If it is, he's out of the game. Nope, they're going to give it. They're going to give it to
Carter.
Sibbing.
I think it's
Carter.
Oh,
yeah, you're right. 32, not 23. 32, it's only his second of the day. The 25 seconds to go.
Jackson Hillhouse at the scorer's table. He's going to come in here.
Streaks need some threes.
Yep.
Who better?
Yep, they're going to take Carter out. All guard lineup for the Streaks.
54-41 as Dillon hits the first free throw. Again, Cooper Koch had 7 in the first quarter. He hasn't had a field goal since. Was in foul trouble very early on in the second half. Dillon has picked up the scoring, though. Here's Ian. Long 3 right in front of us. Boy, it looked good when he let it go, but a little bit long. Rebound Dimler. And now the Streaks ought to be able to just back off and let Notre Dame dribble out the clock with the final 8 seconds. Dillon across midcourt, and they will let it. Final score, 55-41. Notre Dame improves back over the 500 mark at 13-12. Silver Streaks fall to 7-20. And only conference games remaining for Galesburg now. 4 left in the regular season over the next 3 weeks. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Todd Ettinger, co-owner of Hinchliffe Pearson West Funeral Home.
I was working with some folks the third time over my career, and I said, I'm sure sorry that we have to meet like this. And they said, but at least you're here to help us with this because we have to do it. And that was the perspective for me that I thought, I really appreciate serving this community.
The friendly and familiar faces of Hinchliffe Pearson West are grateful for the opportunity to help you through the hardest days.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon.
I hate to admit it, but I really need to make an eye appointment. Any suggestions?
Call Kehoe. Their offices are amazing and you'll love all the people there.
Kehoe Eye Care is currently accepting new patients and are here to care for you for the long haul. With local expert doctors, cutting-edge technology, and state-of-the-art facilities, there's really no better combination to care for your vision. Make an appointment with the experts at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, this is Brett Wright with WGIL. The Galesburg Catholic community invites you to their married couples date nights at Cherry Street Brewing Company. Explore the ups and downs that come with every marriage. Whether you've been married for 6 years or 60, you'll benefit from date nights. These are free and open to all faiths. For more details on this and other events, check out our community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast, mostly cloudy the rest of this afternoon. A chance of rain, freezing rain, and snow. Cloudy, chance of freezing, drizzle, and snow tonight, a low 18. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high 22. Wind chills to 5 above. Sunday night, cloudy, a low 6 above. Wind chills to 7 below. Monday, partly sunny, a high 13. Partly cloudy Monday night, a low 1 below. Tuesday, sunny and 18. 28 now at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Chad Thompson, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks fall here at Peoria Emanuel in the Rams shootout, second straight year. The Streaks have been over here. They beat Richwoods last year, but falls to Peoria Notre Dame this afternoon into the evening, 55-41. And we'll get to our final stats here in a moment. But here's the one that jumps out at me as we're adding up our numbers. Whether we agree on how many shots the Streaks took in this game or whether we're one or two off from each other, whatever. I have Galesburg with only 29 total shots in this game. You play a whole basketball game, you get 29 shots.
I have 29 also.
That's indicative of the style of play.
And here comes Coach.
Yeah, Coach Chad Thompson joining us now here in the postgame. Our coach's interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Coach, I'm going to start off as we were scrambling around there in the third quarter and trying to make things happen. We miss a free throw. They get the rebound. They come out. They hit a three. How devastating was that for the life that we were playing with?
Yeah, you could see the life kind of get sucked out with just the energy. I mean, they still try to do things right, but you could tell, like, you just had that moment. Like, man, we had them on the ropes. It got a little quiet on the defensive side. But, you know, we started out this game really bad, and our boys really competed and fought. Gino just held a Big Ten player to 9 points.
Incredible.
And he probably should have fouled out in the second quarter. Yeah. Their player, not Gino. He should have fouled out in the second quarter. But, no, Gino frustrated him so much.
Yes.
And the fouls didn't get called. That's fine. Not a big deal. But just what I'm getting to is the way Gino played him defensively was forcing him to do things like grab and pull and shove. He was able to frustrate a guy that's going to the Big Ten and playing that well. That's a good momentum piece for us. I really like that. You know, I thought Jace played a really good game when he was in. So there were some positives. And what we told in the locker room just now is, you know, we got a full week of practice. And then we can look at play Geneseo at home on Friday with the Watson Thomas green out. Then we've got the Allman on the road. So this is a perfect time for us. Let's be playing our best basketball going into these last four games with all this practice time. We're rare. to get it.
Yeah.
Let's be playing our best basketball leading to these four games, try to get some wins, then when regionals come, hopefully we're firing all cylinders, because there was definitely glimpses here.
Yep. And you took the words out of my mouth. Gino played a heck of a game tonight. He had 8 rebounds, 7 assists. He did turn over 5 times, but you know that a couple of those were aggressive. He handles the ball a lot for us. And the job he did on Cooper Koch, you just can't say enough about Gino today.
No, absolutely. Gino did such a good job against Koch. He did such a good job for us. You know, we were letting him kind of float in and out of the high post. And every time we were able to get him the ball and Carter sealed, I mean, I'm sure the listeners might hear me screaming at Carter to get down there.
Yeah.
Every time that we were able to get a high low with Gino and Carter, good things happened.
Yep.
The issue was we weren't able to get it enough. And part of that's on us. We haven't practiced it a ton. But then again, we haven't seen a zone with 2 6'9" guys in it much either that play the wings.
And Dylan was a heck of a player today. I didn't expect what we saw out of him. He hit 3 threes, and Gino even guarded him a bit and did a good job on him.
Yeah, Gino's a stud defender because he's a competitor, and we told him at the end, just get up in him and frustrate him. Play without fouling, get up in him, bounce back immediately. And again, we talked about how lately we have not always executed a game plan. Gino executed what we want him to do on both sides of the ball perfectly this afternoon. So that's a huge moment for Gino, because with Gino, we love Gino. We are harder on Gino than any player in our program. By far, we are harder. We hold him more accountable. We hold him to a standard that he doesn't even know where he can get to yet.
Yeah.
It's a maturity piece, and as he gets that, he showed glimpses of it. You look at the Morton game when he got the ejection.
Yep.
Yesterday, when Jason and that kid got into it, what did Gino do? He went and grabbed Jason, removed him from the situation.
Learning
from
his
mistakes. And growth that we're seeing in front of our eyes. So Gino's had, as a team, we have not had a good 48 hours. We lost 2 games. But Gino took huge strides forward in the last 48 hours.
Situationally, we know Notre Dame's going to try to run clock in the fourth quarter, and that's what they were trying to do. How difficult is it as a coach, because you're getting loose ball, you're getting tips, you're causing them problems defensively, we're just not quite getting the turnovers we want. How difficult is it to just keep that going, knowing that the clock is going away and not fouling? And that's a difficult call to tell you guys what to do.
It's really difficult because, and you know, if we could have gotten maybe one or two buckets when we did turn them over, then we probably do start fouling, because it keeps it close. You're weighing the option of, do you risk it becoming a 12 or 14 point game when it's 9 or 10? And then you're also weighing in, you know, this team, they have young guards, but those bigs are battle tested.
Yeah.
Koch and Dylan aren't missing free throws.
Yeah.
Number 10, he's not missing free throws. So it was just weighing the options. And, you know, a couple times we had great traps and rotations, but then we had the wrong guy rotating up. It was just one of those things. And, you know, I liked how we tried to execute it. I really did. It's something that we can definitely use going forward because we were able to force some really good players into turning the ball over.
Yeah.
All right, Coach, we're going to let you go. We know you got a good week of practice ahead. Thanks, as always, for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Coach.
Silver Streaks fall to Notre Dame here at the Manual Shootout. Again, 55-41. We'll take a break here. We'll come back, take a look at the final statistics, give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every 5th oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Wear a gray WGIL button for your chance to win instant cash. Pick up your free button at Alfano's Pizza on East Main Street in Knoxville. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Back here at Peoria Manual, 55-41. Streaks fall to Peoria Notre Dame. We'll get Sam Sockstiski in here in a moment. But we didn't want to go to our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game first. I think it's pretty obvious. And I don't know, Jason, if – if in just a couple of minutes, if we can fully iterate just the impact that Geno had on this game.
You know, we probably talked about him a little too much in the post-game interview with Chad, but the kid deserved it. He played his butt off here tonight, and I think there's no question about the Dave's crunch time player of the game.
Well, and when we talk about the defensive job that he was given,
man,
at 6'1" is where he's listed.
On a good day.
And if not playing the 6'9 Iowa commit defensively, to switch off and play the other 6'9
kid.
And then to be put in charge of the offense like he was. And, I mean, he was the guy who was making the offense go in the second half. I mean,
the entire game.
We're not looking at the fact he scores all of his 11 points in the second half. I mean, his assists, his passing, even in the first half when he wasn't scoring, he was making some sharp passes, fine passing. Even in the first half when he wasn't scoring, he was making some sharp passes, finding Carter in some open spots.
And rebounding like he does.
It's just one of his best all-around games in spite of the turnovers.
It's incredible. The kid is a freak athlete. I mean, he rebounds balls you don't think he's going to get to. He's well-deserving here today.
So Geno Williams, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, 11 points and leads the streaks with 8 rebounds as well. Final thoughts, including our post-game statistics when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you looking for an interview podcast where you can be entertained and informed? Come check out our new podcast, America's Talking, to hear conversations with great stand-up comedians like Mark Norman.
Norm made you feel smarter than him, even though he was smarter than you.
As well as with leaders in the United States, like former Ambassador Andrew Bremberg.
I remember the fall of the evil empire. When the wall fell, every adult I saw was crying.
I'm your host, Austin Berg, and I want you to join the conversation on our new podcast, America's Talking, right now on Spotify.
Between inflation, the housing market, and the stock market, it almost feels like you need a PhD in economics. Fortunately, we've got a guy. Join Dr. Orfeh Devungi, PhD economist, and Chris Krug on the new podcast, Everyday Economics.
The Inflation Reduction Act, does it actually reduce inflation?
I'm glad that we're talking about this today.
Find Everyday Economics wherever you get your podcast. Everyday Economics, a podcast helping you understand the economic world happening around you every day.
Tune in for the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show weekdays at 11 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
All right, big talk going on here at Peoria Manual here in the postgame. We have to separate these guys before the game before the night's all over. All right, final statistics here as the streaks fall to Peoria Notre Dame 55-41. Our postgame statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Sam, what do you show for final team numbers here?
To finish the game, the streaks finished 13 for 29, shooting 44% from the field. Peoria Notre Dame was 20 for 44, shooting 45%. From the three-point line, we were 6 for 17, shooting 35%. Peoria Notre Dame was 8 for 19, shooting 42%. From the charity stripe, we finished 8 for 11, shooting 72%. Peoria Notre Dame was 5 for 7, shooting 74%. We finished with 17 turnovers, and Peoria Notre Dame had 13. And we finished with 18 rebounds, Peoria Notre Dame had 24.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Sam. Out-rebounded and out-turnovered. And again, only 29 shots in the game for the Silver Streaks. That's rough. All right, individual scoring, Owen Dillon led Notre Dame with 19. Cooper Koch had 11. They were the only two players in double figures. And again, Koch, 7 points in the first quarter.
Yeah, he looked like he was onto a 20-point night easily.
He didn't make a field goal the rest of the night.
That's hats off to Geno. I mean, that flat out, you just take your hat off to Geno.
All of his points came from the free throw line the rest of the way. Ted Dimler with 8. Thomas Graham with 7. Caden Hudson had 5. And then you go to the bench. Jacob Barrowman hit 3. And the 3 he hit at the end of the first half was just a
dagger
killer for the Silver Streak. And Lucas LaHood finished the game with 2. For the Silver Streak, Carter Clary leads away with 16, had 5 rebounds. And again, Geno, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, 11 points, and led the team with 8 rebounds. Jackson Croc-Sibbing with 6. Jace Keith, 4. Ian Dominique hit a big 3 there in the fourth quarter. That could have been a candidate for Crunch Time Play of the Game if it had sparked the comeback that we felt might be coming for Galesburg, but it just didn't quite materialize like we had wanted. Nolan Carl off the bench had a point. Easton Steck and Jackson Hillhouse were in but did not score for Galesburg, who falls 55-41. Silver Streaks girls winners earlier 64-38 over UT, and the sophomores won that game as well. Fighting Illini winners at Wisconsin 61-51. All right, so in another week, a rare Tuesday night off. We don't have as many Saturday night games as we used to historically back in the day, as right. The saying goes, but lots of Tuesday night games, but a Tuesday free for the Silver Streaks, and as Coach said, important stretch coming up.
Yeah, good week of practice they can get in. We got Geneseo and Allman coming. You know, we're going to be favored in both of those games, and then the way we played against Rock Island and came back in the fourth quarter against them, we should be playing with some confidence against them. And, of course, we're going to finish up with Quincy, which they're playing for a Western Big Six title here within the next week, so hopefully we'll get them on a letdown of some sort. And
it'll be senior night for us.
And it will be senior night, yes.
So that's what's ahead in the remaining four games of the regular season. And within that stretch, of course, we'll also find out how the seedings play out. And we'll know within, I'd say, probably, less than 2 weeks now, we'll find out how the postseason matchups are going to shape up for the Silver Streaks as well. All right, fellas, have a good week. We'll see you next Friday.
We'll see you Friday, partner.
And thanks to you listeners as well, our engineer Brian Prescott, for being with us for Silver Streaks boys basketball here as Galesburg falls to Peoria near Notre Dame. For Brian at the downtown studios, for the basket brawlers to my left here, Jason Wessels, Sam Statisky will close things out for Manuel. I'm Brad Benowitz. Good afternoon. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.